Welcome to Life in Debt, your practical debt education program. This is bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak. I'm speaking from Crew LP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, an award-winning, listener-supported, open-source grassroots community radio station broadcasting from the Cultural District in Fairfield. Please note that these presentations are provided as a public service for general information purposes only and are not intended to be legal opinions, legal advice, or complete discussions of any legal issues. Remember, every individual's factual situation is different, and you should seek independent legal advice from an attorney familiar with the laws of your state or locality regarding specific information. The name of this show is Life and Debt, and it is a weekly half-hour educational show looking at all types of issues related to debt as it influences your life. This show provides practical, general knowledge about what to look for regarding debt, what are traps and pitfalls, and what to do to be an educated debtor. It's useful to get some notebook paper and pen to take notes during the show. What we have been doing for some months now is exploring the myths about money. Our money system is not what we have been led to believe. The creation of money has been privatized or taken over by a private money cartel. Except for coins, all of our money is now created as loans advanced by private banking institutions, including the private Federal Reserve. Banks create the principal, but not the interest, to service their loans. To find the interest, new loans must continually be taken out, expanding the money supply, inflating prices, and robbing you of the value of your money. We've been specifically looking at a book called The Web of Debt, which unravels the deception and presents a clear picture of the financial abyss towards which we are heading. It then explores workable alternatives, particularly one that was tested in colonial America and is grounded in the best of American economic thought, including the writings of Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. It helps us to analyze and improve our own financial security, personally and nationally, and to deeply understand the cause of the problems we are personally experiencing financially. In the last shows, I started looking at solutions specifically, starting with the critical issues. After a lengthy journey into the Web of Debt book in particular by Elizabeth Brown, I have been focusing now on solutions that the Thrive movement has offered, actually analyzing a lot of what the Web of Debt exposes and stepping into a very broad integrated response, which actually, as we will see, eventually goes way beyond just economics. So I ended the last show looking at solution issues from the Thrive movement, which of course you can read about yourself by going to their website, thrivemovement.com. The solution I stopped with was discussing banking locally. Brief review here. So you align your money with your values. Centralized banks, which we've been talking about now for over a year, are the main funders of environmentally harmful industries such as nuclear, coal, and clear-cutting logging companies. They are also responsible for the most recent economic collapse that caused people around the world to lose their homes, their jobs, and their retirements. They use customers' deposits to make these destructive loans. Are these the projects you want to keep supporting with your deposits? If not, then pull your money out of centralized banks and find a community bank or credit union that invests in good local community projects. We also looked at the following banks, also known as the Tapeworm 20. If you are using them, then we recommend pulling your money out immediately and finding a better alternative. Those banks are Bank of America, U.S., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, U.S., HSBC Holdings, U.K., Citigroup, U.S., Mitsubishi, UFJ, Financial Group in Japan, Industrial and Commercial Bank, Wells Fargo & Company, U.S., China Construction Bank Corporation in China, Bank of China, China, of course, Royal Bank of Scotland, UK, BNP Paribas in France, Barclays, UK, Banco Santander, Spain, Agricultural Bank of China, Credit Agricole, France, Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group in Japan, Mizuho Financial Group in Japan, Lloyds Banking, UK, Goldman Sachs, US, and finally, number 20 is UniCredit, Italy. Now, those are all the big banks that are the tapeworm, and it is highly recommended that you pull your money out of them and find a better alternative. We also looked at a three-step guide to move your money to a local bank. Number one, gather a list of local banks and credit unions, and I'll get more into that in detail. Number two, evaluate the banks by calling around and visiting their websites. And number three, consider your own needs and what the bank offers to make your final selection. So back to number one, gathering a list of local banks and credit unions. You can usually come up with a list by calling your Chamber of Commerce, contacting a local credit union, and asking about other local banks, or by using the Yellow Pages. Facebook and other friend-based social networks can help you learn which banks are best. Many local banks and credit unions will also help you distinguish the real local establishments from those simply trying to sound community-based. Don't be fooled by the name. Union Bank of California is owned by Mitsubishi in Japan and funds some of the most destructive logging ventures on the planet. As I mentioned before, you can also enter your zip code on Move Your Money website to find local banks and credit unions in your area. And that literally is moveyourmoneyproject.org. Moveyourmoneyproject.org. The second point I raised was evaluate the banks by calling around and visiting their websites. The first and most important questions you want to ask are, one, what percentage of your money is loaned locally? The more, the better. Are you owned by a bigger bank, or do you intend to be bought out? If so, find a different bank. And the third one is, are you FDIC insured? And as a reminder, we never put more than $250,000 in one bank. And the third thing is, consider your own needs and what the bank offers to make your final selection. Is the bank doing what you care about and offering services that are important to you? And I brought up some things you may want to consider. Again, all this is from the Thrive Movement website. Does your bank have a good reputation in the community? Is the bank committed to supporting local businesses, environmental stewardship, social and economic equality, and other values of particular importance to you? Are employees at the bank paid well, local, diverse, and seemingly cared for in their jobs? Do they have sound business practices and financial statements? Analyze their annual reports would help. How close would you like the bank's location to be to your home and place of work? What are the hours of operation? Does this work with your schedule? Does the bank have good customer service? What are their ATM fees? Are there multiple ATMs in town? Can you access the bank or credit union through international ATM machines to make travel easy? What types of online banking services do they have? Is paperless billing an option? Do they have any mileage credit cards if that's important to you? Can you apply to see what credit limit you qualify for before opening an account? If it's lower than your current limit, ask if a transfer of credit is possible. What are their lending and investment services like? What are their certificates of deposit interest rates? And what are their wire transfer fees? If some of these services you've received from a large bank are not available, ask what they would need to implement the service. It may be that if enough customers show an interest and a commitment, that the bank can accommodate a request. In our experience, this has been the case with waiving ATM fees, granting larger credit limits, and providing international services. And I'll be back in a moment with this topic. If you are just tuning in, this is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you are listening to Life and Debt, your practical debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. The next thing I looked at last week is local banking resources. There's the Move Your Money campaign. This campaign partners with other organizations to promote local banking. So far, they've moved hundreds of millions of dollars out of Wall Street mega banks. You can enter your zip code on their website to search for local banks and credit unions in your area. As I said before, Move Your Money campaign website is moveyourmoneyproject.org. Another thing is the audio guide with Karen Austin Fitz on banking locally. This is an audio seminar and is a great introduction to the benefits of banking locally and the story of one woman's successful transition from a centralized to a local bank. Her website is solari.com. solari.com. Again, her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. The fourth resource is Rainforest Action Network. This is a leading nationwide movement to stop the two largest funders of coal power plants, Citibank and Bank of America. You can find out more and join the movement on their website, which is ran.org. RAN.org, which means Rainforest Action Network. And the last suggestion is Kyle Thierman, a young pro surfer from Santa Cruz, California, inspired people to move over $100 million of lending power from central banks to local banks as a result of his initial video project, Claim Your Change. The video shows how people's deposits in Bank of America could be funding the development of coal power plant in Chile. You can go to his website, surfingforchange.com, surfingforchange.com. Now, the next solution is to buy and invest responsibly. You vote with your dollars. Whenever you buy something, you're voting with your money. Every transaction is an action. By making more environmentally and socially conscious purchases, you can create a higher demand for better products, lessen your impact on the environment, and support better working conditions for people around the world. Next time you buy something, ask yourself questions like, 1. Do I support the policies and practices of this company? Does it have a good reputation? 2. What are labor conditions for the workers? 3. Were any recycled or sustainable materials used in making this product? 4. Can I recycle or reuse this product myself? Will it last for a long time? 5. Is there any alternative source that reflects my values better? And last, where was this made? How far did this travel to make it here? There are many resources available to educate yourself on the benefits of buying local, organic, and fair-made products as much as possible. You can go to the Better World Shopping Guide. This handy shopping guide ranks companies based on 5 key criteria: human rights, the environment, animal protection, community involvement, and social justice. It's a comprehensive, easy-to-use guide that will help you make informed purchases ranging from coffee to cosmetics to cleaning products. Now, this is a book that you can get probably at the library or in paperback online or in any big bookstore. There is also a website, betterworldshopper.com. Betterworldshopper.com. What this site does is dedicating itself to providing people with a comprehensive, up-to-date, reliable account of the social and environmental responsibility of every company on the planet and making it available in practical forms that individuals can use in their everyday lives. Coming out of more than 5 years of intensive research, this work is based on a comprehensive database of over 1,000 companies and utilizes 25 plus reliable sources of data to cover everything from the environment to human rights, community development to animal protection. And this is an important area to think about. The five key issues, we said human rights, are there sweatshops, third world community exploitation, international health issues, divestment, child labor, codes of conduct. Next is the environment, global warming, rainforest destruction, pollution, recycling, renewable energy, greenwashing, toxic waste, eco-innovations, illegal dumping, sustainable farming. Another important area is animal protection, factory farming, animal testing, humane treatment, wild animal habitats. The fourth thing is community involvement, family farms, local business support, volunteer efforts, sustainable growth, philanthropic donations, nonprofit alliances, establishing foundations. And last is social justice, fair wages, fatalities, union busting efforts, health and safety records, discrimination based on race, gender, age, ability, religion, sexuality, and ethnicity. It's a good source to learn lots and to strengthen your own understanding for action. Now, the next resource for buying responsibly is the National Directory of Green and Organic Businesses. You can search for green services and products in your area on the Organic Consumers Association website. They also list other green directories to help you find independent bookstores, farmers markets, non-corporate cafes, and more. You go to www.organicconsumers.org. Organicconsumers.org. And again, what that is a Green People Directory. And another consumer resource is Annie Leonard's Story of Stuff. You can actually go to YouTube and look at a 20-minute video on the story of stuff, how things work, about stuff. It is quite fun, and you'll probably enjoy it a lot, as over 2 million people have done already. So as I've been saying, we want to invest responsibly. If you have money to invest, you can help fund sustainable businesses and a healthier planet. Sometimes this is referred to as socially responsible investment, or SRI. You can put your money in an SRI mutual fund that screens, evaluates, and invests in companies based on environmental, social, and economic criteria, or you can invest in companies that you already know are making important contributions to society. SRI funds are not all equal. You can check out Paul Hawkins' article to see how many SRI funds are not actually responsibly invested. Again, Paul Hawkins. This article is available through the Thrive website as a download in the Solutions What to Do section for free. If you're just tuning in, this is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you're listening to Life in Debt, your practical debt education program. I'm speaking from Crew LP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa, and beyond. Now, there are some socially responsible investment resources that I'd like to share. The Natural Capital Institute, the NCI, has created a comprehensive public online database of complete equity holdings and screening categories of SRI mutual funds in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's the Natural Capital Institute. You can go to the website naturalcapital.org. Another resource is Kiva, K-I-V-A. Kiva is a micro lending organization that connects borrowers and lenders from around the world to alleviate poverty. You can easily find out who needs funding and contribute small amounts to various people and projects through their website. That website is kivi.org, kivi.org. Another resource is High Water Global Fund. High Water Global Fund. That's a unique global equity fund investing in companies that provide solutions to environmental and social challenges. Minimum investment required. This can be found at baldwinbrothersinc.com. baldwinbrothersinc.com. And the last resource for you to explore, again, this is for your own education and allows you to investigate another side of the story. So the last one is Sea Lane Advisory. Their mission is to build and preserve family wealth. Their clients are professionals and entrepreneurs, their families and their businesses and trusts. Minimum investment is also required here. And the website is Sea Lane Advisory, SeaLaneAdvisory.com. Sea Lane Advisory. So these are just ways for you to gather more information and connect with those that you see and believe are having a positive impact on the investment world. The next thing you can do is actually join the movement to audit and end the Federal Reserve. On the Thrive website, there is a page for this, auditing the Fed, viewing the coalition, and it is a transpartisan coalition for greater transparency. As we've talked about many, many times, the U.S. Federal Reserve is actually a private corporation making huge profits at our demise. If we join the movement, we can expose the Fed's destructive practices and create honest alternatives. The next thing you can focus on is keeping the internet fair and open. You probably sense this at least intuitively, if not having some information about it, because both the government and major media corporations are continually trying to undermine the freedom of the internet. Companies including AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and Google even are trying to get rid of net neutrality and set up a tiered system of content delivery so that websites that pay more load more quickly. Well, what's the problem with this? This would destroy the internet as we know it and have disastrous effects, including 1, privilege to those who pay more, 2, less user control, 3, discrimination, 4, further consolidation. In addition, the Cybersecurity Act also threatens to authorize Chinese-style censorship of internet sites and content. Now, what can you do to stop this from happening? You can join the Save the Internet Coalition. This cross-coalition movement has grown to include more than 850 organizations, 1.6 million people, and 6,000 bloggers. Their website constantly features important actions. You can join the coalition and receive the latest news, sign petitions, and get involved. And how do you do this? Go to the website, savetheinternet.com, savetheinternet.com. So we do want to keep the internet fair and open. Get involved. Another important thing is to support independent media. We want to listen, watch, and read independent news. 5 major corporations now own over 80% of the media in the U.S. You can challenge media consolidation by getting your information from diverse sources and contributing to independent media. What matters most is that you access a variety of sources so that you can get a range of perspectives and that the sources are transparent about their funding. It can be surprisingly challenging to find out who funds the media, even for independent stations. You can put pressure on these stations and other news programs by contacting them at the emails listed on the Thrive website. Stations that are viewer-funded can provide the most diverse coverage because they don't risk losing their advertisers. Some of Thrive's suggestions include TV and radio. Link TV brings you news from all over the world as well as diverse cultural programs. It is 30% funded by viewers. Another TV and radio option is Free Speech TV, which is a progressive, independent TV and multimedia network. It is 33% funded by viewers. And last is Democracy Now! It's a national daily independent news program hosted by journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. They have a socialist slant, but do in-depth coverage of stories rarely seen in mainstream media. It is 65% funded by viewers and does not publicly disclose information about large foundation funders. You can contact Democracy Now! Also at the Thrive Movement website. Now, some more independent news is the online news. These news services span the spectrum and together provide a snapshot of what is being reported from various political perspectives. They each provide valuable information, but of course often have their own biases. So, for example, the left-leaning Democratic slant is Common Dreams, and it gives you daily news from a progressive perspective. The Huffington Post brings you daily breaking news on a range of topics, and Truthout works to broaden and diversify the public discussion by introducing independent voices and focusing on undercovered issues and unconventional thinking. So again, left-leaning, Democratic slant, Common Dreams, Huffington Post, Truthout. Then there's the more traditionally conservative Campaign for Liberty that focuses on individual liberty, constitutional government, sound money, free markers, and non-interventionist foreign policy. That's the Campaign for Liberty. Mises Institute offers a libertarian perspective. The Cato Institute is a public policy research organization, a think tank dedicated to the principles of individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. And last is RepublicanMagazine.com, covers critical issues rarely seen in mainstream media. Then there's a group of sources focusing on exposing the global domination agenda. G. Edward Griffin is a man who investigates the truth behind the diverse topics, including chemtrails, cancer cures, and the Federal Reserve. InfoWars is the publication site of activist and radio host Alex Jones, who exposes critical information about the global domination agenda. David Icke publishes articles on a regular basis, ranging from global governance to microchipping to mind control. Amped Status, which is 100% reader-funded, global research, covers a diverse range of topics. So again, that's G. Edward Griffin, InfoWars, David Icke, Amped Status, and Global Research. And finally, general media websites are the Center for Media Democracy, which investigates PR campaigns run by powerful institutions, assists grassroots activism, promotes media literacy, and sponsors open content media. You can access independent news on their site and contribute to wiki-based investigation journalism. The website is prwatch.org, prwatch.org. Another is the Center for Public Integrity. Its website is iwatchnews.org, iwatchnews.org. So, in summary, all of this really leads to us being involved. Independent media is largely funded by listeners and viewers. Pledging your support has far-reaching value, and you should donate to stations that you want to support. And I'll continue next week. This is Iowa bankruptcy attorney Robert Liptak, and you have been listening to Life and Debt, your debt education program. If you have any questions or comments, call the station at 641-209-1083, or you can email me at lifeanddebt@gmail.com. I'm speaking from Crew LP, 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. May you enjoy and have a healthy and prosperous, debt-manageable life.